Bowen's Own 95.1 Jam FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone tonight? I hope everyone's has had a good day and you're kicking back with maybe a glass of something and I don't know. But tonight I've got, well, it's a pretty exciting night actually because Willie T is not here with me, but I do have Lynn. Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Oh, great, Roxy.
Yes.
And how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You're here.
It's such a lovely day in Bowen. A bit funny though. It kind of rained this morning when I woke
know.
Up and
yeah.
then it was warm, then it was cool, and then it rains.
Yeah, I know. It's full on. You can't really judge what's happening at the moment.
No.
But anyway, Lynn is here because Willie T, of course, is watching the State of Origin. I take it. Well, you know what? Is State of Origin big here in Bowen?
I don't know. So. Yes, it is.
It is, yeah.
Everyone loves their footy.
Yeah. Well, maybe we're just the odd ones out.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm interested in what happens, but, yeah, if you see the way Willie T carries on, it's like... Oh, my God, it's bizarre. Anyway. Anyway, Lynn is actually going to host at the Crossroads for Willie T tonight. So good on you, Lynn. And we've loaded up all your songs here. And a great selection, I must say.
Yes, I tried. There's all different blues in there. There's Delta blues, Mississippi blues, contemporary blues, what
all sorts of blues. Yeah, all sorts
Chicago
of blues.
Blues.
Yeah. Very good.
Memphis blues. Yeah. Texas blues. So, yeah, there's a fair bit in there.
There you go. And what a gem. Good on you for coming in and filling in for Willie T.
That'll be good to drive the bus.
Yeah.
If I don't crash it.
You won't be crashing it, I'm sure. But anyway, hey, I've got my secret word for tonight, just in case people are out there listening and wondering. We've got our Listen and Win competition running again for June, and all you have to do is text in the secret word, which I'll give you in a few ticks, to 0484 510 152, and together with your name and where you're listening in from. And you go into the draw to win a $200 gift voucher. That's massive, $200 gift voucher to Buyrite, and that has been proudly donated by our sponsors at O'Brien Electrical. And you get a Jam FM merch pack worth $50, which is pretty cool as well. And the competition runs until Tuesday, the 30th of June. And the winner is going to be announced on Jude's Gems with Jude on Thursday, the 2nd of July. So make sure you listen to as many shows as you can and enter, because the more times you enter, the more chances you have of winning. And you can enter right up until 12 o'clock tonight with this particular secret word. So what is the secret word, Lynn? It is windy.
That's a good one, especially for now.
Yeah, it's windy, W-I-N-D-Y, windy, which is what today was. And if you stay tuned for At the Crossroads with Lynn tonight, she will have another secret word and you can enter that as well. Lynn, you won't be able to enter that.
That's fine. I don't expect to.
Oh, I know. So that's windy. And I've got two guests that I'll be catching up with tonight as well. I'm catching, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now. Actually, it was probably about 3 weeks ago. I was going to catch up with Sadie Wick about a single she's just released, A Cowgirl's Dream, and she wasn't able to ring then, but she will be calling in again tonight, and we can have a quick catch-up with her, and that will be later on in this half hour, about 5:30-ish. And then later in the show, about 6:30, I am going to be chatting to Georgia Scarlett and Joel about their new single as well, which is The Wise Folks Say. And that actually hasn't even been released yet. So it's been released on June 19th. So how cool is that? We get to hear it before it even goes live anywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And we might listen to some music. I've got my favourites on tonight, Lynn.
That's awesome. I like your favourites, Roxy.
They're last great. Week, yeah, it was terrible. Anyway, it's all good. I've got my favourite female artist tonight, so I'm sure everyone will love it. I hope. Anyway, we're going to start off with some Anne Murray.
Beneath its snowy mantle folded, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. And trouble, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, wherever I am, I'm running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky above you grows dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, and keep your head together and call my name out loud, yeah, and soon you'll hear me knocking at your door. So you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. Now ain't it good to know that you got a friend, when people can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you, take your soul if you let them, but don't you let them. So you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and
could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as well as I should have. If I made you feel second best, boy, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died.
Gem FM, Bond's very own community radio station. And this is Country Rocks with me, Roxy, and I've got Lynn keeping me company tonight. Hey, Lynn.
How you going, Roxy?
I'm
it's
good.
It's great to be here. It's always fun.
Yeah, it is. So that was a bit of Anne Murray doing Snowbird. I actually only discovered Snowbird last week. I played it on my daytime show.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was doing some, like, who was I playing? I can't remember. Anyway, it was in the theme of things, and she was famous for this song, Snowbird. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool. little song, that one.
It is an old song, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't hear it very often.
Yes. And a big hello to Robert and Pam. Thank you for texting in, and thanks for listening in. They texted in the secret word, windy. That's the secret word for this show for tonight, for the Listen and Win competition. All you need to do is text that in, Windy, to 0484 510 152, and you go into the draw for a chance to win a $200 gift voucher from Buyrite, and that's been proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. And you get a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. Pretty cool, hey? Okay, I've got some stuff to tell you about, but I might wait because we're going to be catching up with with Sadie after this break. So I think we might just get on to the next song, Lynn.
Yep.
And I've got a bit of Linda Ronstadt. I like Linda. She's pretty cool, hey? Do you like her?
Some stuff.
Yeah.
But this is going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
So I have a problem with Linda Ronstadt and... my brain's going a bit numb right now, but it's the high pitch.
Okay.
I can't handle the high pitch in my ears.
Right.
I got very sensitive here.
Right. So you'd hate anyone like Mariah Carey.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
That's the one I was thinking of.
And Mariah, yeah.
As soon as that song comes on, what is it again? I Will Always Love You.
Oh, yes.
I have to turn it off because it's too high for me.
That's hilarious.
It's funny.
All right, let's get some. You'll have to take your earphones off then.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. You're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause
to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And that was a bit of Linda Ronstadt. Hope you enjoy Linda Ronstadt. I haven't played her for a while, but she's got a pretty cruisy sound. That was Tracks of My Tears, It's So Easy, Baby I Love You, and That'll Be the Day, classic Linda. Anyway, as mentioned before, we're going to catch up with Sadie Wick on her new single, A Cowgirl's Dream. And you may remember we were going to talk to Sadie a few weeks ago, and she wasn't able to make it, but we've got her on the phone right now. Hey, Sadie, how are you?
Hi, Roxy. I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Hey, you've had a very, very interesting life, and I only just found out you're like 23. Like, oh, my God, you've done so much. Tell us a bit about your background and how you got to where you are now.
Well, I guess I've always been into music. Ever since I could talk pretty much, I've sung, I've hummed away, whistled. But, yeah, I've always loved music, and it's been a huge part of my life. So any opportunity that I've been given, I have, I guess, sung and performed music. So, yeah, it's been such an honour to do that, and throughout, I guess, growing up, through primary school and high school and everything.
Has it always been country music for you, or did you sort of get into that by default? How did you get there?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think it's always just been music. I've never really had a genre in my heart. Like, I love country music, and there's something so beautiful about it. And I've grown up with, like, on a farm in the country. I think it's just by default, I guess. But I love every genre of music, and growing up with parents that have a very large range of music, I've always been around, you know, country, but also, I guess, you know, a little bit of rock, a little bit of like David Gray or Tracy Chapman and like Bruce Springsteen and stuff. So I've had a good range. I guess I just create music that just sparks me, whether usually it comes out country, but if I've got a message to say, then it'll come out, and whether it's R&B or whatever. I don't really create music as such as a genre, but a lot of it does come out country.
has there been a specific artist that has inspired you, or that, you know, you've based your sound off?
Oh, I think it's accumulation of a lot of different artists. Like, I love so many different artists. I think it kind of accumulates from so many. So, like, I love Adele and her kind of the way that she can really, I guess, portray a sound from her voice and how she can do that. But then you have, you know, Chris Stapleton that has this soul, and similar to Adele, I guess, like, this has a soul and has this beautiful way of expressing, you know, love and different emotions through their voice. I think that's a kind of, I would say, a similar theme on artists that I really fell in love with. And then also storytelling and how they write their music, or whether it's a songwriter, whether it's them. But, I just hope that I can use my voice as an instrument to actually show people or make them feel something.
Yeah. And, hey, Sadie, when you write a song, like, do you write the words first, the lyrics, and then the music, or are you more like you've got a tune in your head and then you write? I ask everyone this question because I find it really fascinating, like that whole creative process.
It is so fascinating. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. What do you do?
For me, I think it's different every time, but I would say it's usually based on, like, the melody or based on chords that I'm playing around with. And then, like, whether I'm playing guitar or piano, I'm kind of like, ooh. A lot of – I would say my music knowledge is not that great. And so, like, I've got a piano at the moment, and I've been playing around, and I have no idea what some chords are. But I'm like, oh, that really brings out, like, this emotion or this emotion.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of write based off that. And I guess it's accumulation of luck well as, I guess, what I want to write about. There are a lot of times where it's just worked out well, or I have something to say, but I don't really know exactly how to say it. And then I'll find chords that really have that same feeling. And so that's how I can base that off. And then, you know, certain chords will be able to bring out certain emotions or certain lyrics. I just kind of play around with that. Sometimes I will write like poems, or I'll write, I'll hear certain phrases or see a certain lyric from other artists or within a book, and I'm like, oh, I would love to base a song around that. It's the accumulation of things, but I would say it's usually melody and chords first and then lyrics.
Yeah, it's like because I play a bit of guitar. I'm by no means an established guitarist, that's for sure. But the minor chords, the sad, the A minors, the E minors. I'm like, I love them. I love that, and they really make you. They bring out a completely different feeling, don't they? And they can really, anyway, I totally get it. So tell us a bit about your new song, A Cowgirl's Dream. What's the story behind that? Like, was there a story? How did you get to writing that one?
This one was a fun one because I usually, like, a lot of my my two other songs that I've released and then a lot of the songs that I have written before, it's so funny because usually it's like, oh, I have these chords or this thought process. But this song, I literally was like, I was sitting at my ex-partner's table and I was just playing around and I was like, oh, these chords are cool. I was like, it just takes me back to, I guess, like Footloose where, the 2011 version, the movie. And I'm such a visual person that I remember watching this with friends and us being like, oh, dang, like, you know, he's got like that cowboy kind of fit of, you know, the white tee, the faded Levi jeans. I remember going back to that conversation and I was like playing around with it and I was like, that's what it kind of reminds me of. Like, you're walking into a bar and you see, you know, either your ex or someone that you've had like chemistry with and you're kind of like, oh, here we go, like, you know. And so it literally came from that, and it was so funny because that song, I would say it would have taken like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to write. I was literally sat in one spot for like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote two songs.
Wow.
And like that, and then like a sadder song, but it's kind of like a little bit upbeat as well. But it was so funny, like that just, it was almost like a one-take wonder. I was just playing around with chords. I pressed record on my, on voice memos, and most of it came out, and I was like, oh, this is funky. Like, it's not too deep. It's not, like, it's just fun. Like, you listen to it, and I could just see, you know, you're driving back home, or you're driving with your mates, and you just turn the music up, and you're like, oh, I can just vibe to this, or you're about to go out, you know, to town, or whatever, and you're just like, oh, yeah, this hypes me up.
very good. Hey, we might get into it and have a listen because I do love this song. It's so cute. So do you like
the intro?
Yeah, and thanks very much for coming on the show, Sadie. Really appreciate it. Quick question before we go: Have you got any plans on touring here at all? Or
to be honest, I'm actually moving over to Sydney next week.
Oh gosh! So... Oh my god! You're right in the thick of it. My goodness.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, it was definitely a last-minute decision I decided a few weeks ago. So
oh, my
like, you know
gosh.
That's
so
I'm
big.
I'm kind of that person. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I need a change. And I think you get to a point sometimes where you're like, you're around some people that are, you know, making excuses or complaints, and you're like, we have the ability to change our life if we want to. So, that's what I'm doing.
Look how wise you are, and you're so young. My God, so wise. Good on you. I'm so proud of you. I don't know you, but I'm proud of you. I think that's a great thing. Good on you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. So hopefully over the next few months, I'll definitely get something together and hopefully have an album out next year and start working towards that. So whether that's this year or next year, but I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're ever around here, let us know and we can catch up.
I would love that. It'd be so cool.
Good on you, Sadie. Okay, let's have a listen to your song. Can you intro it for us? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you intro the song for us, Sadie?
I sure can. Sorry, cut out there a little bit.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And no, you're good. That's not your fault. Hi, guys. My name is Sadie Weck, and you're about to listen to my new single, A Cowgirl's Dream.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Sadie. See ya.
Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas. Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
It won't be long till happiness.
You're listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And that was a bit of Bobby Gentry in line with all my favourite female artists tonight. And how cool was Sadie Wick? What a cutie. Only 23 years old and she's amazing, isn't she?
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great the outlook that some young people have on life.
Yeah.
And, it's positive, a positive outlook, and it's great.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I hope we hear from her again. I'd love to hear how she goes in Sydney.
Yeah.
What a huge step. Like, that's massive. Anyway, good on you, Sadie. And that was a cowgirl's dream. Hey, talking about a dream, Live It Up on the Whitsundays is the Early Beach Festival of Music theme for this year, which is happening in November from the 6th to the 8th. Are you going, Lynn?
I'm not too sure. I've got a few things happening on, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Well, it's going to be an amazing event as usual. There are going to be more than 60 acts across 15 venues, including a main stage at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. So there'll be big names and lots of new talent that you can discover there. And some of those big names are Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors,
yep.
Conrad Sewell. Do you know where he's from? I don't know him. Oops.
Not.
Nathan Cavalieri.
Yeah.
Luke O'Shea and more joining the artists that have already been announced, like Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlands, and many, many more. So it's a laid-back atmosphere, short queues, and the festival is all about enjoying the music. So, you know, if you're a ticket holder, you can bounce between different types of gigs that, you know, maybe at a local pub or then at the main seaside stage. So
excellent.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going for a day. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, it actually would be fun for the day and everything.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, I'm actually catching up with Butto, who is the organiser of this thing on Friday. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of a chat and see if he has anything else to tell us, any other artists that might be showing up or any handy hints if you decide to attend.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so we'll be catching up with him a few times before the actual festival, so yeah,
it's good to hear what you can do down there, sort of thing. If you're not,
yeah, bit of a few insider tips, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. You insider know? Tips if you're not sort of accustomed to or used to,
yeah,
going to the
how to navigate like around, yeah, exactly, the different stages and stuff, yeah, like that. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be chatting with him on Friday around 10:30. So
excellent.
Listen in. There you go. All right, we might keep going with some more music. Are you enjoying the music, Lynn?
I am.
I know.
That's good. I love your music, Roxy.
Oh,
it's great.
Thanks, Lynn. Honestly. I won't be able to walk out of here with my ego. It's so inflated. But anyway.
Even though I first started tuning into the blues sessions, but yeah, and then when you change times and you're, yeah, on instead of Willie, I'm like,
what?
Where's the blues gone? But no, it's good. I love it.
Yeah, very good. Hey, before we do, don't forget, the secret word for tonight is windy. I should have said blowing, but anyway, windy, windy, W-I-N-D-Y. Text that in to 0484-510-152. And if you keep missing that number, just go to head off to our Facebook page. It's there, or onto our website, plain as day there. Okay, up next, I have got, this is my absolute favourite country artist, Lynn.
Yeah.
A bit of Patsy Cline.
Oh, I love Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking
after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking. After midnight, searching for me. You walk by
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM. And God, I just love Patsy. Isn't that the best song, Lynn? Crazy? That's got to be one of my favorites.
For sure. It's sweet.
Yeah. Crazy. It would probably, that would be my favorite. Crazy. Then Always.
Yep.
Then Walking After Midnight and I Fall to Pieces. That's like, they're the
I love
four
the song
favorites.
Walking After Midnight. Yeah. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Of Patsy.
Yeah. And lots of people have done that song, and there's one that really would come a close second to Patsy, and it's Wanda Jackson.
Yeah,
she does it. She's so sassy when she does it. It's hilarious. It's really cool.
Yeah, anyway. I like Wanda Jackson.
Yeah, she's very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, we might keep going. I've got Joel catching up with us in round 6:30, and we'll be talking to him about their new album. It's him and Georgia, but Georgia isn't able to make it tonight. But it's The Wise Folks Say, and it hasn't even been released yet. Tonight is the radio premiere for it.
Excellent.
How cool is that? Right here in Bowen.
That's good.
On Country Rocks with Roxy. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yay, go Roxy!
That's right. Go Roxy, yes. Hey, if you haven't already, don't forget to text in the word windy. That's my secret word for this show. And, just need to text that into 0484 510 152 for the chance to win a $200 gift voucher to Byright, proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. Yep. Why wouldn't you just text in for a chance, hey?
Well, that's pretty it. Good. That's an excellent prize.
I know. Well, you can put it together, like just say you had to buy a fridge or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You could put that towards, you know.
Yeah, you could. Fridge, washing machine, and all that electrical stuff.
Yeah. Dryer.
Anything like that.
Yeah, anything.
Coffee machine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah just
music
text
equipment.
In. Don't be shy. I actually just think it's Origin night.
Music equipment, you could...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. Everyone's on the Origin bus.
Yes, and they're not listening.
No.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're listening to ourselves, aren't we? That's right.
That's it.
For those of you who didn't catch up with what we said before, Lynn's actually doing Willie T's show tonight at the Crossroads. So we'll be showing Willie T how it's done, right, Lynn?
Hopefully.
Yeah. No, hopefully. We will.
We will. We'll show him how it's done. And so if anyone's listening now, listen a little bit later too.
Yes, that's right. That's on at 7. Not long to go now. Yeah. All right. Let's keep going with some more music. And I've got a bit of Olivia.
You came when I was happy in the sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you, and I prayed you'd love. The hands that run their fingers through my hair, the smile that says hello, it's good to see you. Anytime I turn around to find you there, it's this and so much more that makes me love.
That was a bit of Olivia Newton-John, Let Me Be There, If Not For You, and If You Love Me. That was, I love Olivia. Do you like Olivia?
I do. Yeah, she's great. And she's a great Australian artist.
Yes, that's right. She's my Aussie content for tonight, apart from my two guests, so which we'll be catching up with Joel on the next break. But before we do, I just wanted to tell everyone about the high tea that the Bowen Art Society is hosting on Saturday the 27th. So that's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. Come on along. It'll be a fun afternoon. There are going to be lots of lovely sweet things and savoury things and cute little cupcakes and all sorts of things, and all to the backdrop of a Bridgerton afternoon tea, high tea.
Lovely.
Afternoon, yeah, so it'll be lovely.
In Bridgerton style, you know.
In Bridgerton style, yeah.
You just can't see in the tea.
Yes, there could in fact be that. Well, we've got a glass of bubbly on arrival, so that's good, and lots of art on display and for sale. There's a raffle, door prizes, and, yeah, it'll be a lovely afternoon. So let us know. Get onto their Facebook page and we'll get back to you as to how to buy a ticket. Tickets are $35 per person and, yeah, good chance to get a bit swished up. You don't have to get too swished up, but, you know.
I know. Go all out. You can go all out.
That's true.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. So that's next Saturday, if you can, from 2 till 4 p.m. down at the Wongaratta Bowls Club, but you'll need to purchase a ticket beforehand. Okay, we're going to keep going because my guest is going to be calling soon, but before we do, secret word for this show is windy tonight, and I just wanted to say a big hello to Linda. Thanks for listening, Linda, and thanks for texting in. Windy, W-I-N-D-Y, that's a secret word for tonight. And all you need to do is text that into 0484-510-152. Okay, we have got a bit of Loretta Lynn up next. Do you like Loretta Lynn?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Dusty Springfield's probably one of my favourites, but yeah. I do like Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Loretta. I love Dusty as well, but we can't classify her really as country. I'd love to, but I did a bit of Dusty on my show last week, actually.
Yep.
I played a lot of her stuff because, yeah, I'm a big fan of hers, and, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, anyway, let's get on with it. A bit of Loretta Lynn's Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodils, and now open door.
Yeah. to me. It brought back an old love affair that used to be. It told me that you had found someone new and left me to cry over you. Whispering sea rolling by, now don't you listen to me cry. I cry as though my heart is broken too. Oh, how I love him so. No one will ever know. No one but the drifting whispering sea. Behind all his love, but I was blind. I should have known that there was no use to pretend. I thought a new love I would find, and you'd never cross my mind. But the whispering sea, it talked to me. Whispering sea rolling by, now don't you listen me cry. I cry as though my heart is broken too. Oh, how I love him so. No one will ever know. No one but the drifting whispering sea. No one but the drifting whispering sea.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. That was a bit of Loretta Lynn, one of my faves. Whispering Sea. I haven't really played Whispering Sea before, but that's quite a beautiful song. And before that, In the Sweet By and By, Delta Dawn, and Secret Love. That's one of my favourite Doris Day songs. Sung by Loretta Lynn. What better combination could that be? But anyway, as promised, I have got Joel on the phone with me, and we're going to have a chat about his new single, his and George's new single, What the Wise Folks Say. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hi, how you going?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate that too.
Hey, look, this is pretty special. This is a radio premiere, isn't it?
This is really exciting. We're 2 days out to Georgia and mine release, our release, and so this is really exciting. We've been sharing it for people to tune in and have a first play listen on your show tonight.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's very good. So the name of the song is The Wise Folks Say. So we might start with that, and you know, just maybe tell us a bit about what the song is about and how you came to writing it.
Definitely. Me and Georgia, we met last year at the Australian Institute of Country Music at a Songmaster, a songwriting week, actually.
Yeah.
And that's actually gets affiliated with Gympie Muster. We perform works there. And, we wrote it with two other collaborators, Tate Cole and Robert Peters. And we just really connected when we started talking about nostalgic things when we're talking about songs at the writing table together, the four of us, and this is the result of it. It was something that really hit home for all four of us as writers. Really talking about those experiences in life when you don't listen, you know, when you go out there and do things but you learn the hard way.
How much heartache we could have saved ourselves, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, so it really worked, and Georgia and I got to perform it at Gympie Muster last year, and we had a really good response from it, and the song had a really good feel, and both Georgia and I said, you know, we've got to record this. Like, this is a really special song. Let's get it out there. So this is where we are a year later, and we've got the song coming to you tonight.
So was that collaboration with Georgia the first collaboration you had with her?
Yes, definitely.
It was
one of the first collaborations that I had with her, and you know, we've become great mates, and we've worked on another song as well to follow on from this, actually.
So,
which is really exciting. But Yeah, look, you know, naturally we were just able to perform together really well and share these types of songs and share this story. So, you'll hear that with that. And I love working with Georgia. You know, I think our voices really complement each other really well. And even though we're both, from different periods of life, and I'm a little bit older than Georgia, we've brought that together, our eras, quite well through the songs that we've been doing especially through this song.
Yeah.
To be able to share it with people and connect different demographics as well.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, are you influenced by specific country artists over your life? Like, were you, you know, did you have someone that you really enjoyed listening to, or was there a particular genre of country music that influenced the way you performed, or, you know, your...
You know what, I think I've got a really eclectic taste, personally, for me. You know, like, I've been influenced, you know, by Bob Dylan and Elvis and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, there's all these amazing storytellers that I grew up with my parents and listening to, and, you know, especially Australian artists as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dusty and, you know, when I think of more contemporary times, Keith Urban and you know, like, I think for me personally, it's been, you know, how can you put some passion in and share that story, which is what country's all about. And I think that's definitely the same from when I hear Georgia's original music as well, and the way that she shares her songs as well. You know, definitely heavily influenced by country genre. And I mean, this song tends to sort of be in country folk, I would say.
Yes.
Definitely in the way it's sort of portrayed and been able to tell that story. So, yeah.
What a great story that is. And are you going to be touring anytime soon again, or?
I play a lot. I live on the Burram Coast, so I play regularly. I play between Hervey Bay and Bundaberg.
Yeah.
But yeah, a few things coming up. I mean, George is based in Brisbane, but she'll be up playing at Gympie Muster. I'll be doing a smaller show up at Gympie Muster. I know George is actually playing in the Mother Tone contest at Gympie Muster, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So. Just little local festivals I'm a part of in my area as well. So both seasonally perform, Georgia mainly down sort of Brisbane way and me sort of on the Burram Coast, Fraser Coast area. Yeah.
Any chance of you coming up here anytime soon? Is that something that you'd consider?
You know, I know that part of the world, and it is absolutely beautiful. And I tell you what, first opportunity I could get to get the family up there, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. You know, we've got the Early Beach Festival of Music. Maybe you can make it up there one day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no.
No, cool. Very good. All right, well, we might have a listen to The Wise Folks Say. Joel, would you like to intro it for us?
Definitely. Hi, it's Joel Spence here, and you're listening to The Wise Folks Say for the very first time by Georgia Scarlett and myself, and I hope you really enjoy it. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joel.
Daddy said, son, don't you rush through your days. Life's a winding road, not a straight highway. Take time, watch the sunrise, forget the rat race. Take it slow, you'll find your way. I'm plagued by my thoughts of what is and what isn't. The kind of man I'd be if I'd only listen to the things I was told that I chose not to hear. Take it slow, you'll find your way. When the road gets rough and the skies turn gray, listen to the words that the wise folks say. So heed the wisdom and take some advice. Learn from the past, just roll the dice.
Never run before you crawl, you're bound to fall. Nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. Mother said, love's long, don't go too fast. But I dove head first, thought it all
sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and he'll have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
That way. some place to dance. I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place to have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening's getting late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And a big thank you to Joel for calling in. What a great song, don't you reckon, Lynn?
It was great.
Yeah,
it,
the
it
wise
did
folks
say. It
have
a bit of a folky feel to it, so definitely, yeah.
I love what it's about. It's so true. We always think we know best, don't we? And we should have just listened to the wise people, right?
True. True.
Could have saved ourselves a lot of trouble.
Until we become old and wise ourselves.
That's exactly right. But, yeah, I think about the number of times that you went, yeah, I not, no way am I doing that. And then, bang, should have just done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just, you know, thanks, Joel, for calling in, and thank you to Sadie as well. It was great to catch up with both of you and great music, so thank you for that. Lynn, not long now. I think the old Willie T is actually listening in because he sent a message that he was listening. It was Tammy. So good on you, Willie. You're going to listen to... Lynn dropped the mic. What's that term? Mic dropping, where she's just going to go boom all over your show, Willie T. You may not come back to a show next week.
I'll drive the bus. I'll try not to crash it. That'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, she's got some pretty cool songs on here, so I can see. So anyway, we don't have far to go, so... my secret word, don't forget, is Windy, W-I-N-D-Y. This has been a great show for me. Thanks, Lynn, for keeping me company.
No, good fun. I love it, Roxy. It's great to come down.
Oh, good on you. Thank you.
Something different out of my daily routine.
It's true. It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
To listen to some music you enjoy. But anyway, I'm going to leave you now with some Dolly Parton. My favourite, well, she's not, Patsy's still my favourite, but Dolly, it would go Patsy, Dolly, Bobby Gentry for me.
Dolly is Dolly. Have you seen that movie, Simply Red?
I think I have, yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes, it is. I have seen that. Yeah, it is. It's very good. But anyway, thanks, Bowen. Thank you for listening in. And don't forget, my secret word for this show is Windy, W-I-N-D-Y. And don't forget to tune in on Friday for what's happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays. Okay, I will catch you soon again on the show with Lynn. Here's some Dolly. See ya.
Bye.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Some shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
My mama made for me. And oh, I
understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told him all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told him all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me, made just for me. Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Love like it's satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. I feel it when you're with me. It happens when you kiss me. That rare and gentle feeling that I feel inside. Your touch is soft and gentle, your kiss is warm and tender. Whenever I am with you, I think of butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, the multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside, it flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine. Every day is springtime, and I am only happy when you are by my side. How precious is this love we share, how very precious. so sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored foods of love, like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
The voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.